Blues for the River City by Colleen J. McElroy. Read by Kevin Kennerly. The Ville.
The old men had stopped speaking to each other long ago, when their sons were young, full of themselves and what they could do in this world. The men had carried their anger for years, nursed it like bitter vetch, a bad batch of bathtub hooch, anything that could stand between them and common sense. It mattered little that the brew was not of their own making, that it was in the air, the topsoil, the very foundations of the city they called home. From the moment they could stand on their own and walk unaided, they had swallowed it, drop by drop, in the spit they produced until they became used to the sour taste. They pushed into this anger, learned to keep their heads down and their eyes open. Hard work, they told their sons, onliest thing you can count on. Pay attention, they said. Don't let trouble catch you unawares. Mind where you're going before you get there. There were times when the old men thought all of that talk fell on deaf ears. Their sons, Coey, Wheeler, and Russell, hid behind a teenage facade of silence, an affliction of growing up every father in this world failed to understand. These men thought their sons were stubborn and pig-headed, more ready to turn to the streets than get out of the rut the white folks had fixed for colored folks. The old men still lived in the 1940s world of CCC camps and WPAs, the shadow of war, and the ever-present racism that was determined to keep them riveted forever in a state of uncertainty, a sense that they would never be regarded as men, that they would always be forced to answer to the summons of boy. Hey, boy, get over here. Let the boy clean it up. Stupid boy, what did I tell you? Lazy good-for-nothing boy. Black boy. Colored boy. Negra. If truth be told, their sons were bristling to strike out, to be men and step out of the shadow that had kept their fathers patiently waiting for something good to happen. Except it never did. Not in the Ville. That section of the city that nailed them to boundaries, visible or not. Outside of the Ville, they had no names, recognized only by color or gender, or whether they walked with a swagger or looked white folks dead in the eyes. Wheeler was the tallest of the three, lanky and agile, with quicksilver hands and a lopsided grin. A real gong.